Here's the host of Avenue G, Jim Harris, performing a tribute to his favorite band, the Dave Clark Five.
Well, thanks, mate. You say you love me. Say you need me. You'll always be mine. And I'm feeling glad all over. Oh, baby, I'm...
What's wrong with these backup singers? They keep coming in at the wrong time.
Jim, what the hell are you talking about? It's a recording.
Oh, well, thanks for telling everyone, Ed. Andy, can you cue up that tape again? I'll nail it this time. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go, people. Hustle.
Jim, calm down. Listen, it's no use. Your British accent is ridiculous, and frankly, the Dave Clark Five sucks. No one wants to hear that crap.
Well, maybe I can do a different song. How about Glad All Over?
Jim, that was Glad All Over. Face it. You clearly don't have the talent to be an entertainer. Everyone's laughing at you behind your back.
Andy, I think you're being a little too hard on Jim. You know he's emotionally fragile.
Fragile? He's a basket case. He's ruining the show.
Hey, I'm right here, you know. I can hear you.
I actually feel sorry for him.
Yeah, he's pretty pathetic.
I hate you. I hate you all.
See, I warned you. He can't take any criticism. Now we have no show. Andy, can you fill in with some lively chatter?
I could read the stock prices.
Good. Get started. Ed, where do you think Jim's gone?
Same place he always goes when he's upset. Shantytown.
Hey, sugar. Looking for a date?
Huh? Oh, no. Just walking.
You seem kind of down, sweetie. What's eating you?
Oh. Well, I was trying to start a Dave Clark tribute band, but my friends all laughed at me.
Who's Dave Clark?
Oh, just a fabulous entertainer, that's all. Something I'll never be.
Oh. Well, you take care now, okay? Stop back anytime.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, buddy. Looking for some goodies?
What? No. I'm just trying.
Hey, ain't you that dude from the Avenue G show?
Well, yeah. How'd you know?
I caught your act over at the Decaf Coffee House last week.
Wow. Did you like it?
Well, my son liked it.
Cool.
He's 5.
He probably liked the free popcorn.
Yeah, that popcorn was good. Say, listen, pal, I got some stuff that can take your performance to a whole new level. Make you a superstar. All the big names use it. George Michael... Prince.
They're both dead.
That's too bad. So, you want some?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay, here, that's $20. Take 10 of those pills with a mug of vodka, and you'll be good to go, brother man.
Gee, thanks, mister.
No prob, Bob.
Now let's see what things look like on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Widgets are up 15 points, and, Squid Futures are also up 15 points. Actually, looks like everything is up 15 points. Except Pokemon International, which is down 2.5.
Yeah!
Jim!
Stand back, Andy! I've got some performing to do!
What the hell is Jim doing, Andy? Has he lost his mind?
He's playing the banjo. I didn't know he could play.
And he's tap dancing.
And he's scat singing. Or yodeling. I can't tell.
We've got to stop. This is nuts.
Jim, stop. Stop. Ow, he bit me.
It looks like he's on drugs. He's going to hurt himself. Martha, have you got any tranquilizers?
No, I just took the last one. Maybe we should call Billy Bob.
The pest control guy?
Yeah, he's got all kinds of animal tranquilizers. I'll call him.
Wow, Jim must have gotten hold of some anabolic steroids. He's really juiced.
Yeah, I know. He's still a terrible performer. But now he's even better at it.
Hey, Billy Bob's here.
Hi, guys. So, is this the individual you want removed?
Well, yeah, we don't want to kill him. We just want to calm him down. You got anything?
Well, I got a dart. I used to sedate raccoons. Never used it on a human, though.
That's fine. We'll take responsibility for whatever happens, but you gotta give it to him now.
Okay, then. Everybody stand back. I'm gonna shoot him with this dart into his neck.
Jeez, you hit him right in the crotch. That's gotta hurt.
Seems to be making him even worse. Look, his face is swollen and red.
Look out! Here he comes!
Oh no, he's run off. What do we do now? He might hurt somebody.
Andy, you better go live on the radio and warn the public to watch out for Jim.
Yeah, but don't say Jim. We could get sued. What can we call him?
How about, Big Face?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. Attention, citizens of Germantown. This is Andy Pettit of Avenue G. Please be on the lookout for Big Face, a creature with a big red face and possibly a dart stuck in his crotch. Do not approach him or attempt to remove the dart, but call the station at once. We are offering a $10,000 reward for any information leading to his capture. Thank you.
Andy, why'd you offer a reward? We don't have any money.
Yeah, now we're going to get all kinds of nuts calling in.
Don't worry. I doubt if anyone was even listening. Avenue G, Andy speaking.
Ooh, ain't you that Andy feller I just heard on the radio? You sound nice. Are you married?
Andy's not here. How may I direct your call?
You can direct me any which way you want, honey bun. But first, there's something I gotta say. I just seen that big face critter right here in Germantown.
Hey, you did? Hold on. Let me grab a pen. So, where was he?
At the Quickie Mart. I was just counting my change out back by the dumpster when he snuck up behind me and impregnated me with his alien baby. He got away, but I got one of his pointy boots. How much do I get for that?
Nothing. You get nothing.
Well, that don't seem fair. I mean, I gave you valuable information. I think I ought to get... Hello? Hello?
See, Andy, I told you announcing that reward was a mistake.
Yeah, but we need to get Jim back as quickly as possible. If he does any damage out there, we're responsible.
Good day, Mr. Feldman. I heard the news about the big face creature, and I thought maybe I could help you to find him. I have extensive experience in such matters.
Who is it, Ed?
It's Professor Booger Hoofer from next door at the Institute for the Postmodern Phrenology.
No, Mr. Feldman, please, I beg of you, listen carefully. My name is Booger Wilhelmshoofer.
Wilhelm Hucker.
Wilhelm
Flamen Flunk.
That's very good, very good.
Man. Come on in, Professor.
Thank you. So, what can you tell me about this animal?
Well, actually, it's not quite an animal. It's Jim.
Yeah, we think he took a lot of steroids, and then Billy Bob, the pest control guy, shot him in the groin with a raccoon tranquilizer dart.
Oh, okay, I see. Let me think. Steroids and a raccoon groin. Aha! According to my calculations, he will be somewhere within a mile from here, in a place with a lot of sand.
Where could that be?
Wait a minute. Wait. Sand traps. The Walnut Lane Golf Course. It's only two blocks from here.
Very good. We must go there at once. We will need some flashlights, a large net, and a taser. Do folks have all that?
Sure. I'll go get it.
What do you plan to do, Professor?
We will take Jim by surprise, throw the net over him, and inject him with an antidote.
But Jim knows every inch of that golf course. And it's nighttime. How will we ever find him?
By using my parabolic global positioning microphone. It can pick up and locate all sounds within a half-mile radius. And if he's there, we will find him. Let us proceed.
Okay, everyone. The entrance to the golf course is just up ahead. What now?
Let's Let's take one of these golf carts. We can cover more ground that way. Mr. Feldman, you drive while I listen through my headphones.
Okay, here we go.
Are you hearing anything, Professor?
Not yet. Just an owl and some drunken teenagers. Wait a minute. No, stop the cart. I'm hearing something strange. What is that sound?
Turn the volume up so we can all hear it.
Yeah, yes, listen.
It's very faint, but it sounds kind of like singing.
Yeah, and that tune is vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it's glad all over. Professor, where is it coming from?
Let me see. According to the GPS signal, it's right behind us!
Ah! Help! Leo!
He's got Andy!
Help!
Mr. Feldman, shoot him with the taser! Quickly! Quickly!
Taser? I thought you said laser! I brought a laser pointer!
Oh, my goodness! What shall we do?
Ed, crash the golf cart into Jim! It's our only hope!
Okay, look out, everybody! Geronimo!
Good job, Ed. He's out cold. Let's put him in the cart and get him to a hospital right away.
What's his prognosis, Doctor?
Well, we're giving him massive doses of opioids, just because we can, and a Viagra drip to reinvigorate his groinal area. So he should be up and around in no time, just a few months.
Hey, guys, I think Jim's waking up.
Oh, my head. Where am I?
You're in the hospital, Jim. Ed ran into you with a golf cart and broke every bone in your body.
But the good news is, you're not a monster anymore. Do you remember anything that happened?
Well, sort of. I was running around in a kind of daze. I remember I was feeling really bad because you guys laughed at me when I tried to sing a Dave Clark song.
Yeah, and we're sorry about that, Jim. In fact, to make it up to you, we arranged a very special treat.
That's right. Guess who's here to see you?
Betty White?
No, she's dead.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. I saw it on BuzzFeed.
That was a hoax.
Why would someone make up a hoax saying Betty White was dead? What kind of stupid hoax is that?
But what if she died after the hoax? She could still be dead, right?
Hey, look, Jim nodded out again.
Jim, wake up.
Oh. Hey, Martha. What's up?
Guess who's here to see you? No, wait, don't guess. It's Dave Clark and the Dave Clark Five.
Woo! Thanks, everyone. Hi there, Jim.
Wow! Hi, Dave. I'm your biggest fan.
I can tell. Judging by the big bulge under the covers, you must be pretty glad to see me.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I guess you could say I'm glad all over.
Tell you what, Jim. Why don't you put on your Beatles boots and we'll sing a song together? How's that suit you?
Sure. But I only have one boot. I must have lost the other one during my rampage. Ed, can you help me on with my boot?
Sure, Jim.
Ow!
Martha, can you help me here? It's hard getting his boot up over all that swelling.
Okay. A little bit more. There we go. All set to rock, Jimmy boy. Take it away, Dave!
Tonight's show was written by Jim Harris, Arthur Michael, and Mac Jacob, and performed by Ed Feldman and the Avenue G Players. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out our homepage, avenue-g.net. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for listening. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.